Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Come on, say it again. Come.
Come.
Let us. Your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore Him.
Help me say. To praise Him even in the midst of a trial. Come. No matter what's going on in your life, you got to know how to give Him a sacrifice of praise. I know you know the song by now. Come.
Good evening. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio, the next chapter. It is now January the 31st, 2012, and this is Sheila Cohen, your host for this evening. I'm still standing in for Mary Hollis, our director. Mary promises that she will be back on next week. We're so excited that you've had a chance to take a break and to relax a little. And when she comes back, I'm sure that she has so much prepared for you. But we want to let you know that we love you, we care about you. This next chapter, Widow's Ministry, is for those women who have lost their husbands. And we are so much caring for you and praying for you and loving you. And we're available here just for you. This month, the month of January, we have been talking about financial matters. We've talked about taxes and insurances and budgets and just a wealth of information. And with all of that, some of you may just feel like that's just so much to keep up with. But we always encourage you to find someone to help you. You can always call Mary or you can call me and we can certainly help you with any of your concerns. Well, tonight, what we want to talk about is really ways that you can save money. We talked about the things that you could do to spend your money on insurances and paying Uncle Sam his fair share, but where can we get that money from? So we're going to conclude our series of financial issues tonight by talking about ways we can save money. And it's one of my favorite things to do, and I know it's one of Mary's favorite things to do. It's couponing. Coupons are something that's been around for a long time, so we want to talk about all those little areas in life that you can just probably save a dollar or two or sometimes $10 or $20. And we want you to take those savings and apply them to areas in your life that you may have a little short, that may be a little bit short, a little extra money you can put on a bill or a little bit of extra money you can tuck away for a rainy day or to invest or to do anything that you're planning to do with. We don't want you to necessarily take that savings and just spend it on other things. So we are going to start with talking about just all of those things that we spend money on that we could spend less money on if we had coupons. Now, most of us, when we think about coupons, we talk about going to the grocery store. So we're going to start there, but there's a lot of other places that you can save money too. Now, we know on Sunday paper, I get mine sometime on Saturday. So I have a head start on my coupon. So you take the sales section of the paper and you start, get you a pair of scissors and you start clipping away. You clip out all of those coupons. I clip everything out because what I do with the coupons I don't use, I can trade them with somebody, or I'm considerate enough of other people that I'll take them to the store and just leave them over there on the shelf, because somebody who does not do couponing may come along and say, you know, I was going to get this salad dressing, and praise the Lord, there's a 50-cent coupon laying right here. So sometimes I just clip all of the coupons, and I keep separate the ones I use from the ones I don't use. Now, when we think about coupons, some of us, oh, I can't be bothered with coupons. That's just way too much work. Don't have time for that, too busy. Well, organization is always the key. So we want to take those coupons and develop some kind of system to organize them. Some people have just a little folder they stick them in because they may only have a few coupons. Some people have a little file with the separate compartments where they categorize them and they put them in there. Other people have nice big binders that they separate their coupons in because they have hundreds of coupons. So however you're starting it, whether you're just a very beginner and you're looking for what can you do, we just want to let you know that you want to maybe just start with a folder, or how about an envelope? When I started couponing many years ago, I would just get some envelopes, and I would just label the envelopes, and then I would stick the coupons in them. Now, one of the things you have to remember is your coupons have to stay with you at all times. Doesn't do you much good to show up in the grocery store and your coupons are at home. So you want to keep them in a nice little pouch or a bag so that when you go to the grocery store, a lot of times I just leave mine in the car. So when you go to the grocery store, because sometimes you don't even plan, so you just decide the last minute, let me run here and pick up something. You just pick up your bag and you carry it in there with you. Well, how do you organize those coupons? Well, there's lots of different ways to do so. Sometimes you can organize them just according to the categories. You can put the meats in one section and all of your canned goods in another, fruits and vegetables in another. One of the ways that I've learned to organize my coupons, and I do it because sometimes we frequent the same grocery stores, I do them according to the aisle. So as I'm moving down the aisle, I just go to the next section and the next section. I've learned to master, you know, when you run into the store, you need something, you know exactly where it is. So a lot of times I organize my coupons according to category, but along with that in the direction, because you don't want to be, you know, go all the way to the end of the coupons and you have to keep flipping back and forth. So that's one way you might want to do it as well. Another thing I do just in addition to that is I take all the coupons that are about to expire within the next, say, week to 10 days, and I put those in front. That way, that tells me, am I going to use this before the week is out? If not, then I will just leave it again for someone else to use. That way, you don't say, oh, my gracious, this coupon's been expired on me. So we want to always be mindful of the expiration dates on the coupons. Something else you might want to do is certain stores, some coupons are special for the certain store. So those stores, maybe it's specifically for a particular store, I put a paper clip on those. So those are only applicable when I walk into a particular store. So that's one of the things you might want to consider. Where else can you get coupons from other than the Sunday paper? Well, we're kind enough to get a whole mailbox box full of junk mail sometimes, where inside of those sometimes are mailers with coupons in them. Sometimes it's folded up like a newspaper. Sometimes it's inside of a community newspaper, or sometimes it's inside of envelopes. Another great place to get coupons from would be the Internet. There's lots of websites, and I'm going to share that some of those websites with you tonight. So, you know, scramble around and find a pen and paper so you'll be able to write some of those things down when I give you that information. Also, you can find coupons inside of box tops or cutouts on the side of boxes for things. If you have children and around awards day, because they've done so well, a lot of times they get coupons, too, from your local business people. You can get coupons from there, too. One of the other things we want to really kind of stress is going back to the Internet. We hope that you have access to the internet. If you don't have a computer in your own home, maybe you have a friend or a family member that you can use that computer for, and visit some websites where they have lots of computers. I have coupons that are sent to me weekly or daily. This is just a hint. You want to make a note of this. If you're going to get into doing coupons on the internet, you want to have a separate email address just for your coupons and for your savings. You don't want to open up your email and have 300 emails and it's just all coupons and junk mail. So I always keep separate when I write down my email address, when I'm going into a store or I'm going somewhere and they ask me for it, or I'm registering online for another site for coupons. I don't give them my email address that I transact my business with. So just keep that in mind. You can have a separate website for that. But here's some great websites. How about coupon.com? That would be an easy one for you to remember. Coupon.com has coupons on there. I'm thinking of another one. One that I use a lot is Groupon.com. Groupon is Groupon, Groupon.com, and they send you a deal every day of great ways to save money. And one of the great things about Groupon is it's just not just websites for food. There are things for entertainment, spas and manicures and pedicures, and a lot of different things that you can use daily. Another idea would be for a website would be livingsocial.com, livingsocial.com. That's for you when you want to go out and you don't have a lot of money, so you want to save a little bit of money. So you go to livingsocial.com, and they have ideas and things for activities as well. As a matter of fact, I used one this week. I bought a coupon for Raging Burrito. It's a restaurant downtown Decatur, Raging Burrito. I paid $10 for a $20 coupon. So that was a 50% savings. Also, you can consider where are your favorite places to eat, what are your favorite things to do, and register at those websites. One of the places I go so often is the Staples because I have to buy office supplies a lot of time for business. I'm registered at Staples, and so Staples.com sends me coupons and sales and information that I would not probably get by going into the store. Also, I like Ruby Tuesdays. Ruby Tuesdays give you coupons, Red Lobster, Olive Garden, all of those places on their website when you register with them will give you some coupons. A new thing that I think that we probably haven't shared with you before is there's a website called megabus.com. It's M-E-G-A bus, B-U-S.com. Well, sometimes you just want to get up and go somewhere and you don't quite feel like driving. Well, when you called the airlines, the price of your airline ticket was so much you thought you would just decided to stay home. Well, you can consider riding the bus somewhere. And actually, I have pulled up on my computer right now, megabus.com website, and I put in leaving Atlanta because that's where I am. And here are some options for places I can go. Birmingham, Charlotte, Chattanooga, Gainesville, Jacksonville, Knoxville, Memphis, Mobile, Montgomery, Nashville, and Orlando. And when I type in the dates, let's say I want to go to Orlando for a few days. Well, let's see what they're going to charge me to ride to Orlando from Atlanta. The cost of the ticket will be $20 each way. That certainly beats driving when gas prices are as high as they are. So $20 down to Orlando, $20 back, $40 for a trip to Orlando. So that's a great website to check out if you want to go and do a getaway and you don't want to drive. You can go to megabus.com. Now let's talk about when you're in the store. You're in the store, whether it's a furniture store, a grocery store, any kind of retail store, The prices of the items often indicate what type of pricing it is. For example, some stores, if it ends in 99, then that's the regular price of the product. But let's say it ends in 98. That means maybe it's a clearance item, or it ends in 97. Maybe it's a discontinued item. And that's good to know, because when you're shopping and you see that, if it's a discontinued item, it might be something that you can negotiate a little bit to get a lower price on it. And so you want to follow those types of pricing so that you would know. And if you're in a store and you're not sure, all you have to do is just ask, what's the difference between it being 97 cents, 98 cents, or 99 cents, or whatever the other. Sometimes it's 47, 67, 77. So however it is that store does its pricing, each one of those digits means something different. There are a whole lot of things that we can talk about, because we're going to probably be running out of time pretty soon, but there's some other things I really want to cover. I want to talk about free samples. Sometimes when you mail in something, or register online for something, or you do a short survey, they'll send you a free sample. I like those. You go to the mailbox and there's a little box of washing powder, and how about maybe some hair products? It's something that you also want to consider. One of the things we might want to talk about also is considering about rebates. Rebates is something that you can do in the event that you want money back on your purchase. I also want to give you a chance to maybe ask some questions. So if you want to ask some questions or come on the air, we want you to just push your number one, and we will allow you to come in and speak at any time as well. If we have any callers out there now that want to come in, just let me know. Mary?
Yes.
Oh, did you want to share some information?
Yes. Hello, everyone.
Oh, okay.
Guess what I'm doing while I was listening to the show? I was clipping coupons.
Yeah.
I have coupons all over my bedroom floor. And I went out tonight because January 31st, I wanted to make sure all the coupons that I had that dated for January 31st, I wanted to run to the store and get stuff before it expired. So it's so ironic that, Sheila, you were talking about what I was doing.
Oh, yeah. So, the end of every month, you always do want to check your coupons.
Right. And so that is a great way to save, because I got some good savings tonight. I went to three different stores, running there before my coupon expired.
Okay. What stores did you get to go to?
I went to Walmart. I went to Kroger's, and I went to Publix. And I went to Publix and Kroger's are right across the street from each other.
And
I wanted, and there's something at Publix I wanted. So, and I got some good savings. So, yes, clipping coupons is the best thing to save some money.
Well, good. Well, I appreciate you sharing that, because we want everybody to keep a little bit more money in our pocket this year. Did you get a chance to have any double savings? Because some coupons are subject to doubling, and some you can even triple on certain days. So
well,
we
a double that I was using today. Pretty much mine was I wanted to buy some makeup, CoverGirl makeup, and I had a coupon for $2.50, so pretty much I use it on that.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't have doubles, but I had, you know, certain amounts. Well, Publix had Publix had biscuits on sale, and I had 40 cents, which is doubled to 80, and it was 10. I was 10 for 10. That's mean it was a dollar for each biscuit. So I had a little bit of savings there. I bought some so I can give it to my son, Alan, because he loves biscuits. So I did a little few little things like that. Didn't buy a whole lot, but it's a few things that I wanted to get. And one thing I do want to mention, you talked about restaurants. Yes. I keep the restaurant coupons. Whenever my friend take me out to dinner, it's so funny. It's always a place that I have a coupon on. I said, I got a coupon. Hey, I'll help you pay the tip.
Mm-hmm.
I do
that's
a coupon.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, so. Yeah. And he's always paying the bill. So I guess that's my way of saying I'm helping out.
Yep, that's a real, real good way to do that.
Right.
Okay, well, thanks for sharing. I don't want you to go too far because when we end, I want you to talk about our Valentine's Day event. So hang around. Don't go too far.
Okay.
Yeah. We're going to actually move on to rebates. Rebates are one of those wonderful things that can help save you money, but you have to remember to actually mail it in. It doesn't matter if you get a rebate and you bring the receipt home and you set it over there and then the time for the rebate has expired. So you want to be careful to not do that. Let me give you a couple other great websites to look at, too. I like Craigslist.com, Craigslist, and as well as eBay. Those are websites where people have things, but they don't want them anymore. So instead of throwing them out at the curb or donating them, they try to sell them, and so that's a great opportunity if you need some. I have a friend who remodeled her house, and just about all the things that she needed, she got off of either eBay or Craigslist, carpet and furniture and a lot of things that she used for decorations around her house, so that would be something as well. And then, of course, I know we may remember this, but we go garage sales, a great way to save money. So instead, if you need a blender, well, as opposed to going to the store and buying a blender, maybe if you stop by a couple of garage sales, that may be somebody just getting rid of a blender. And estate sales are really good because that just means that someone has passed away and the family has come in and collected everything they wanted and there are still tons of stuff left over that they want to get rid of. And sometimes they do it because they need to raise money for funeral expenses, and we talked about that earlier. In the month in one of our other broadcasts, not having enough money for final expenses. So sometimes a family will have an estate sale to help get rid of a lot of the possessions or assets of that person. And so that's a great way to find some deals as well. Pawn shops is another way. Sometimes you can, we have a Kirby vacuum cleaner and there was something wrong with it, and we needed a part for it. Well, when we went to go see how much the part was, I was like, well, I just might have to buy another vacuum. So we hunted down some pawn shops, and while the vacuum cleaner that we found was very, very, very cheap because it didn't work, but it was perfect because it allowed us to get the parts off of it. So that's an excellent place for some deals, not to mention your friends' houses. Sometimes your friends have things that they don't want, they don't need, and so maybe you can barter something out. Hey, you don't need that lamp. It's been sitting in that garage for the last 3 years. If you give me that lamp, I really would appreciate it. So that would work. You may laugh at me, but I used to dumpster dive. I used to go down inside, back behind buildings, commercial buildings, and looking at dumpsters. You have office buildings and things that are just throw out chairs and file cabinets and desks and wall hangings because they don't want them anymore. So rather than be bothered with how to, you know, dispose it of, they just throw it out in the dumpster. And you may laugh at me, and a lot of people did laugh, but I've managed to find some wonderful things. And if you don't really want a dumpster dive, what you can do is just know what the trash days are in your neighborhood. And you get up in the morning and you just drive down a couple of streets and you would be surprised what a little paint or a little pine saw would do to something that's sitting outside. Because remember, there are things in our homes that we don't want. And sometimes we just get so ready to get rid of things, we just set them at the curb. So those are many other ways that we can find things to do. One of the things you may want to do is join a coupon club. And if you don't know where to find one, start one. Grab some friends together, and once a month you can get together and have a fellowship and swap coupons, swap secrets. Did you know that competitors accept coupons, which means you can go to Staples with an Office Depot coupon? So you have to find out, you know, which places accept coupons from other people. or things like price matching. I'm working on a little home improvement project, and I went to get some drywall. Well, when I went to Lowe's, it was $7. Wait a minute, it was $9. Right, it was $9 for a sheet of drywall. Well, when I went to Lowe's, it was I went to Lowe's, it was $9. I went to Home Depot, it was $11. Well, rather than going back to Lowe's to buy it for $9, I bought it from Home Depot. And what Home Depot does is they match it plus 10%. So I was able to get it for the $9 plus the 10% off, which made it cheaper. So oftentimes, because my Lowe's and Home Depot is kind of close together, I go to both stores, and whichever store it costs the most in is where I buy it, so I can get the cheaper price plus the 10%. And even some stores, when you go in, what they will do is if it's priced incorrectly, they'll give it to you for free. So if you're buying something out of, I think it's Kroger, I think Publix does it. When you buy something out of Publix, if it's priced incorrectly, you get the first one free. So those are great things that you want to consider. Just remember, coupons plus sales equals big savings. So when something is on sale, then you have a coupon, and you can double coupon that off. You can get it for very, very cheap. So those are some things we just want to share with you this evening, because we want you to be good stewards of the resources that God has given you. We want you to be aware of all the ways that you can save a couple of dollars. So we want you to always be mindful of the next chapter. We're here to help you however we can. And so we want to encourage you to sign in every Tuesday evening, because on Tuesday evenings at 11 o'clock, we're here. Mary will be back on next week to present you her inspirational messages that you all look forward to hearing, I know. Tell a friend. Log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/the next chapter, because if you're sitting at your computer, you don't have to actually dial in. You can listen to us over the Internet. Or you can just share the phone number that you called in on tonight with a friend. We like to have just a lot of people from all over the country calling in every Tuesday night. And don't forget about our monthly meetings every third Saturday, where we get together and fellowship and share and provide whatever we can that will be for your benefit. Now, Mary's going to share with you about our Valentine's Day event coming up. Mary, are you ready to do that?
Yes. Well, we are getting together on February the 12th. That's Sunday before Valentine. Valentine, I think it falls on a Tuesday. So we're going to have our get-together on Sunday, February the 12th. And I moved that. On our calling post, I indicated that it was going to be 2 o'clock. I'm going to move it to 3 because a few people will be still in church very close to 2 o'clock. So we want to make sure that everybody is able to come out. So we're going to have it at 3 p.m. Now, Sheila, I didn't have time to discuss it with you, but I found a place.
Yippee.
Yes, I did. It's called Bay Breeze in Mableton. And it's very easy to get to. And we could do some carpooling, because I think it will be necessary for us to do that, because it's a little bit further than normal, but it's reasonable. The atmosphere is good, and it's seafood. The food is delicious, and it's a very popular place that a lot of our churchgoer goes on Sunday. But guess what? The great thing, we can make reservation, so we don't have to wait. So I'm going to make reservation, and we can just walk into the restaurant and just have a great Valentine's celebration. But in order for you to be a part of it, I need everyone to RSVP. We need to count. It's very important. So please do that. So if you're on the air, you know my number, call me. And I'm going to do a calling post in another day or two. Just wanted to talk to you, Sheila, before I make that calling post. But I'll give you all the details also there on the next calling post. So
okay.
Just be listening. out for our celebration news.
All right. Thank you, Mary. We appreciate you. We want you to have a wonderful night. And remember, God loves you, and so do we.
Yes, we do. I miss you.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better.